Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Brooke, have you ever heard a rumor about yourself that was so ridiculous you just had to address it?
Sure have. So I'm from a very small town, as you know. Mm-hmm. And a couple years ago, I got in really good shape. And an adult woman started a rumor that I was on drugs.
Oh my God. Wait, yeah. When you say a couple years ago, do you mean within the last 5 to 10 years?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
I know.
So you know kind of what actor Florence Pugh is experiencing. She's tired of all the gossip about her and her Midsommar co-star Will Poulter, and now she's setting the record straight.
Yeah, and she's calling out the paparazzi, actually, for starting the whole mess with strategic photo cropping.
It always comes back to the paparazzi.
It always does.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Wednesday, May 25th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Give me that hot
sauce. Obviously, this week has been impossibly hard. And mm-hmm. during times like these, it feels absolutely frivolous and insignificant and yeah. kind of stupid to talk about celebrity news.
Yes.
We love our jobs every day of the week, except for days like today where it's just like this stuff just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that this episode just provides a tiny little escape from the chaotic and hellish mess our world is right now, and we recognize and want to honor the lives that were lost in Texas, and just let you know that our hearts are with you and everyone that's hurting so hard right now.
Yes.
So jumping in, actor Florence Pugh has been romantically linked to actor Zach Braff for a few years now, but when she was spotted splashing around the beach with her Midsommar co-star Will Poulter earlier this week, the internet lost its mind.
Yeah, so Florence is best known for her roles in Marvel's Black Widow and the 2019 film adaptation of Little Women, which she got an Oscar nomination for. But her big breakthrough was the horror film Midsommar, And Florence's co-star was actor Will Poulter. And over the weekend, they were seen spending time on the beach in Ibiza, Spain. They were there to celebrate fashion designer Harris Reid's birthday. And photos showed them laughing together in the ocean. They were on the beach. They were talking super close to each other. They were drinking together, hanging out with some other friends. Florence was also seen rubbing Will's back. So the photos did make it look like they were getting real chummy together. And of course, that immediately sparked romance rumors, as it always does.
Yeah. And like we said, Florence has reportedly been dating Zach Braff since 2018. So after seeing these photos, people are wondering, does this mean she and Zach aren't together? Or if she's having some kind of torrid affair, it can never just be that it's no one's business.
Right.
So Flo was first linked to Zach back in August of 2018 after he shared his admiration for her on Twitter. He had tweeted, "I watched an incredible film last night that I cannot stop thinking about, Lady Macbeth, starring Florence Pugh," and added, "Be forewarned. Florence is a movie star."
Bold statement. So then in January of 2019, Zach posted a pic to his Instagram of a trip he took to Oxford, England, which is Florence's hometown. So, you know, those internet sleuths began speculating that the two had taken the trip together to visit her family. And then Flo later posted an Instagram pic with her dad that same month. And then in April of 2019, things seemed pretty official between the two after they were photographed together holding hands in New York City. And Flo finally confirmed her relationship with Zach in December of 2019 after he left a princess emoji in the comment section of one of her Instagram posts. And one Instagram user took a dig at the age difference between the couple, writing, "You're 44 years old." But Flo just wrote back, "And yet he got it."
I love that clapback.
Me too. It's like, so what? You're stating a fact. Congrats.
I know. Congratulations. You know how to read numbers. Cool.
Yeah.
But this is not the first time Florence has had to defend her relationship with Zach. She later addressed their age gap again after she posted for Zach's birthday in April of 2020 when he turned 45. After her birthday post for Zach received a ton of comments calling out their age difference, she had enough and called out the online abuse and bullying.
Yeah, so in the comment section of her post, Flo wrote, "I'm 24 years old. I've been working since I was 17. I've been earning money since I was 17. I became an adult when I was 18. I am 24 years old," and added, "I do not need you to tell me who I should and should not love, and I would never in my life ever tell anyone who they can and cannot love." She also said, "It is not your place, and really it has nothing to do with you. If those rules are something you do not like, please unfollow me." She then added, "The abuse you throw at him is the abuse you throw at me, and I do not want those followers."
Yeah, so Flo's definitely had to deal with her fair share of online hate about her relationship. And after the pictures of her and Will came out this week, a lot of people online seemed excited that her relationship with Zach might be over. But she's had enough of the rumors and decided to set the record straight. So Twitter user Hello Pugh wrote, "Do I think Florence Pugh and Will Poulter are dating? No. Would I support them if they were? Yes. Because anything is better than that expired man."
Wow.
Referring to Zach and showing us very clearly what kind of personality they have.
Yeah.
And then user KirkXXS wrote, "Florence Pugh finally dropped that senior citizen off in a home and kept it pushing. Thank God. Oh, my God.
My God."
These people on the internet.
Jesus.
And $20 says this person is probably 50. Like, talk about just hating who you are.
Yeah.
But Flo was like, took to her Instagram stories just yesterday and spoke her mind.
She wrote, "Okay, man, this is getting a little silly now. No, Will Poulter and I are not dating." And added, "We went to the beach with our friends who are always about a half a meter away from us in every picture, but have been cleverly cut out slash framed out so that it looks otherwise. You can literally see my best friend in the corner of so many shots and Archie's arms at the side." She also said, "I understand that the nature of this job is that you sometimes get your privacy completely bulldozed by paparazzi, but to fabricate this stuff actually does more damage than good. Thanks for saying we look sexy. Doesn't mean we're doing the sexy." Flo also called out people who were dragging Zach, saying, "Regardless of your opinion on who I should or shouldn't be with, at the end of the day, if you're complimenting someone by trolling another person, you're just bullying. There's literally no need to be horrible online. No need." Then added, "Think about what you write. Think about who it affects," which no one does that.
No, if you're online, you don't do that at all, apparently.
No. Yeah.
So Flo promises she was just having a good time with friends in Ibiza, and it's just platonic vibes only with Will. But people were quick to point out that she didn't definitively say whether or not she was still with Zach, which to that I say, what business is it of yours?
Exactly.
And after Zach was spotted in Miami with another woman a few weeks back, rumors started stirring that they had split up.
So, yeah, things have been pretty quiet with Flo and Zach this past year. So people obviously wondered if they had broken up, although they've been known to be really private. Then in early April of this year, Flo posted on her Instagram for Zach's birthday. So it seemed like they were still together, or at least still cordial. But then later that month, gossip site Dumois reported that Zach was seen at a Miami Beach restaurant with a blonde woman who was not Flo. And a picture was texted to the source at Dumois. The woman's back is to the camera, so it's obviously hard to say who it was. But the person who submitted the photo shared, there were tons of kids there for a large group trip, and Zach was furious. He complained to a manager that he came here for a romantic weekend, and there's too many kids making noise by the pool. Like, what? Then buy the whole resort.
I'm so confused by this because, number one, Zach is a comedian. So I could see him being like, God, I came here for a romantic weekend, but it's really just his PR rep and they're talking about business. And also, I'm so confused. They're at a Miami Beach restaurant and then they're also at a hotel. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I wonder if it was like a restaurant at like a resort hotel or something.
Yeah. Well, my thing is like, if you're in a place where kids go, then that's on you, man.
Yeah, seriously, go to an adult-only resort then.
Yeah, like you have the money.
Exactly. Well, he'll have to do another GoFundMe, but...
So, what are we thinking here? Are Zach and Flo done? Is she moving on with Will? Is this just another one of those making nothing out of nothing?
I think you mean making something out of nothing.
I do mean that, but I liked how nothing out of nothing rolls off the tongue.
It did feel okay.
Yeah.
It's probably making something out of nothing. Like, all we can do is take her word for it, and it's probably so exhausting for her to be like, guys, I'm not dating Will. Stop talking about my boyfriend. And they're like, great, okay, but also, you didn't clarify. Like, that's got to be so exhausting.
Yeah. I'd be like, I'm over here trying to make movies and, you know, just live.
Yeah, I mean... Who cares? Let them live.
Yeah. Imagine just being at the beach with your friends, trying to just live your life, and people just come at you being like, who are you dating? What are you doing?
I know. God, it's exhausting.
It'll be us someday.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries, and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.